Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by the summer intern here for Guthrie County Extension in Guthrie Center, Anna Lauertsen. We've got some state fair reminders here for everybody, 4-H, FFA included, to get ready for that. Of course, Guthrie County Fair, you can't forget that's coming up in September, but we'll be back here before that happens. And just a few other reminders here from Extension. So, Anna, thanks for joining us.
So right now we currently have like dog obedience, rabbit hopping, and horse clinics to get ready for the Guthrie County Fair. We start static judging on July 16th, and we have communications and clothing event on July 18th. We also have share the fun judging on July 18th, and then we start our fair cleanup on August 26th. And during our county fair, we'll have the centennial celebration on September 2nd. And they'll be presenting a plaque at 6 and offering cupcakes for that. And then to also get ready for fair, we have a couple deadlines for entries. Static communications and clothing is July 10th. And then we start our livestock entries on July 1st and close August 1st.
Right, awesome. So that's all the reminders here and all the upcoming events. And now, of course, as a summer intern, you're getting a chance to learn some things here from Extension and all the staff members here. Why'd you decide to reach out to Extension for the internship opportunity?
So last summer, I volunteered here over the summer, and I just really liked it, and I love doing stuff with 4-H and with the different kids. As a 4-H member and FFA member myself, I just kind of know what the program's about, and I wanted to get more involved with it.
Do you have a favorite project that you've been involved with in Guthrie County 4-H or at the ACGC FFA?
My favorite projects are cows, definitely.
And I assume then you've shown cows at the fair. How has that gone previously?
Yep, I showed cows last year, and I got purples with both. I showed cow-calf pins, so.
All right, fantastic. Any other fun summer programs that maybe the kids or the parents should make sure to put on the calendar?
Yep, well, actually, we just wrapped up Summer Food, STEM Fun, and Makerspace program, and we have a couple day camps at Springbrook, and then we have July 17th, we have Just a Bite. It's a child care provider training, and we have a farmland leasing meeting on August 16th, and you just register with the Extension office for those.
Fabulous. So now, have you gotten a chance to get involved with the State Fair before?
Yes, I have taken communications projects there and a clothing event project there. I went with that.
So if someone's on the fence about getting involved with the State Fair or submitting a project, what would you say to them?
Do it. It's definitely worth it, and you can learn a lot from it, and it's something that you're not going to experience anywhere else.
So do you think now that you've had this experience with Extension, do you think that it's something that you'll continue to do for future career?
Probably not a career, but I definitely want to stay like involved, like maybe be a 4-H leader or something later.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, we've had Emily Ide from Adair County on the Let's Talk program a couple of times. That's kind of the path that she took, and now she's the Youth and 4-H Coordinator down there, taking over for Donna Wallace. Amanda, anything else that the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio need to be informed about?
We just have our summer programs and definitely stuff for fair to get ready, so.
Fantastic. And another event that I want to make sure we get a little bit of a different perspective from, we had a Women in STEM kind of event that about half a dozen got a chance to go out to place like Early Morning Harvest out in Panora and a couple of other locations. As a woman here, what do you think that event can do in the future? And do you think it's something that you'd like to see continue?
I definitely like to see it continued because I think that it could get women more involved. Like, kind of the perspective on ag is a lot that it's men, and I've seen a lot of women do a lot of great things with their agriculture and STEM careers.
Now, did you grow up on a farm then, or did you grow up around agriculture your whole life?
I have a farm in Exira, actually, and we haven't done it our whole life, but we've always had a few acres behind the house as a hobby, so I've just been around it.
And I should have said that Lordson Cattle Company was one of the companies that was featured on the Women in Ag STEM Tour. So definitely have a little bit of experience in that. Once again, that's Anna Lauritsen. She's an intern this summer for Guthrie County Extension here in Guthrie Center, learning a lot and keeping us up to date on all the things we need to be aware of for Guthrie County Extension. Anna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.